Avid listeners to Star's End will know Jeff Pierce and his music. He's been a presence on this show for several years, ever since we first heard about his music, and has even played live on the air a few times. But for Jeff, for the people who are maybe not so familiar with all the different names of all the different contributors to Star's End, the musical and artistic contributors to Star's End, why don't we sort of start from scratch and just let's talk about some of the basics and some of the basic things that go into your music. Like, for instance, we know that you are a guitarist as your primary instrument, but as we're listening in the background to your album, this is The Light Beyond, which was recorded live on Star's End a few years ago. It certainly sounds anything like anything except a guitar, and I'd appreciate it if you could just take a moment and sort of give us a primer course on how you create this music with your guitar. It's quite unconventional.
Well, yeah, definitely, and that's why it's a little more, maybe involved than maybe a standard sort of sound description. Basically, what I do is on something like The Light Beyond, the idea is to come up with something that is fairly non-guitar sounding in nature. And when I start off with the idea for that aspect of my music in my head, from that point on, it becomes pretty obvious what I'm not going to do. I've eliminated some options as far as a definite pluck, a definite attack to the actual notes, and going more for a very slow swell into the notes, and a sustain afterwards, basically sustaining the notes. And so I use all sorts of different devices to help me do this, everything from digital delays and reverbs to the use of a little electromagnetic device called an EBO, which will cause the strings to vibrate infinitely until the until either I get tired of it or the battery on the EBO runs out. So combining all of that along with some use of looping to where I can stack the notes one upon another, again, for as long as I want to, or until somebody turns the power off, and that's pretty much a crash course in how to get the sounds that are on something like The Light Beyond.
Well, that's very insightful. Now that we're talking about this, I remember when was it, back in 1998, you actually gave a master class workshop about this very thing, and were able to. You were able to actually demonstrate these techniques that you were talking about. That was really, really insightful. Do you remember that? When was that? Back in 98, I think.
Yeah, that was, I think, actually in 1999. I think it was in March of 99. That
you're
was
right.
My,
yeah, I forgot. Yeah, that's
right. That was my very first gathering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I was out there for a gathering concert, and before the show I gave a very abbreviated little workshop, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, well, the of course, this technology and technique that you're speaking of creates a whole new palette of sounds for you as a guitarist, and you have created and produced and realized some really wonderful works that are that encompass a range of sounds that are not normally associated with the guitar, and I wanted you to speak about some of the albums that you've released, and I don't know if you want to call it the different styles that they encompass, or at least the different tones and moods that they bestow upon the listener. For instance, the album Bleed has quite a different sound from, say, this album that we're listening to, The Light Beyond. And so I'd like you to speak about the diversity of musical of techniques and stuff that you use on your albums.
Well, sure. All going, I guess, all the way back to my first CD, which was released in the middle of 1993. It was called Tenderness and Fatality, and that was my very first CD. On that CD, there were a lot of different guitar textures. Quite a few of the songs, just because of the nature of the music that I was writing, quite a few of the songs are very structured and had a definite guitar base, as far as how the song was built. There were also, I'd say at least three, probably four songs on that CD where I was also starting to explore the more atmospheric, the more ambient side of what a guitar would do, again, with a lot of the techniques I was talking about, using EBOs and delays and reverbs. So I've found that, for me, I generally tend to mix these sounds up and, for the most part, stay away from using one specific approach or texture to a CD. The Light Beyond, quite obviously, being an exception to that, because that is all very, very ambient nature. Bleed, as far as the new album goes, is pretty much the exact opposite of The Light Beyond. It's it's comprised of short pieces, shorter pieces that are more guitar sounding in nature, again with the exception of maybe three cuts on there, which explore the non-guitar sounds that I've spent about these last 10 years doing, and I really find that incorporating both approaches keeps things interesting for me. Musically, from a creative point of view, I know that without the spacey ambient stuff, that I would probably get very tired of doing just 100% structured, prearranged pieces. On the other hand, without those structured pieces that give me a chance to work on more melodic aspects of what I do, I know I would also get very tired of doing nothing but, formless improv drifts. So I find that musically it's good to mix them up quite a bit. Something like To the Shores of Heaven has a pretty 50-50 as far as, the spacey aspects versus the more structured aspects. The Light Beyond, again, is almost all space, and Bleed is almost all structure. So I generally tend to fall into one of those areas most of the time.
Well, Jeff, it's I think for most people it's very easy to speak about the technique and the technology about their music, and you've done that really adequately, but I wanted you now to speak about the inspiration and your feelings about your music. What kind of things do you use for inspiration? I've noticed some of your album titles and track titles seem like there's you have a certain meaning that you're trying to create music for. And if you have any influences that are outside of music, to speak about them too.
Okay. Great. I guess the most obvious being something like To the Shores of Heaven or The Light Beyond. The titles tend to imply something, beyond the, the physical aspect of nature and who we are. And generally what I try to do when composing, when incorporating, my thoughts, my beliefs into what I do, I tend to come at it from maybe a wider point of view than I might normally have, just because I want what I do to have you know, also meaning to others who are listening to it. So I tend to, when being inspired by a piece, I tend to reach for the universality of an experience as opposed to, this is exactly what happened to me, and here's how, I experienced it or dealt with it, kind of thing. Now, having said all that, the new CD, Bleed, is almost all that. It's almost all here's what happened, and here's my take on it. Quite a few. In fact, all the songs on Bleed started because of many non-musical things, specifically, the reading through of some old journals that I had written around the age of 16, 17, and 18, and I had read through some of these a few years ago, and I was really surprised by a lot of what I'd read, because even though I know that I had written these things down, I simply did not remember a lot of what I was writing down. And it was like reading the writings of another person, even though I knew who that person was, and again, I knew I was one who had written those things. And it was just amazing to find some of the things that I was writing about in my late teens were some of those things were life issues that I had not totally made peace yet with, even into my mid-30s, as I am now. So Bleed really started from the discovery, I guess, of a lot of the things that were in these old journals, and that was the first aspect of it. The second aspect was I had read about an ancient medical practice called a bleed, where a patient suffering from just about any disorder would go to a healer, and the healer would make specific cuts on the patient in order to try to bleed out some of what was making the patient ill. And so that's what bleed is for me. It's a metaphorical thing, bleeding out some of that which has been carried around that you no longer need. And so between those two aspects, the journal and the definition of what a bleed is, that pretty much served as the impetus for the music on the CD.
Well, your insight into this seems like your music is very personal, and I was wondering how you felt about your audience. Do they how much does it matter to you that they understand the message of your music?
Well, I had never really formulated that question, but that's a good one. It's important to me to a certain extent that they have an idea where a lot of my inspirations, whether it be for something like Bleed or something like Vestiges or To the Shores of Heaven, I guess it means something to me that they know a bit of where that comes from. On the other hand, I also know that maybe what's more important is what my music or any other musician's music does, for that matter, what my music can how it can apply to their lives and what their experiences have been. So something like the music on Bleed, which is intensely personal in nature, is something that I think there are things on Bleed that people who did not go through the exact same thing that I went through that can still appreciate upon hearing. So even though they might not have gone through exactly what I've gone through, they can listen to it and maybe understand the overall emotion of it, whether it be a sense of melancholia or a sense of loss or of apprehension, anything like that. So I think that I think the music can be received in whatever nature that can be. I mean you can with anything, you can either take it on you take it as it is presented to you, or you can take it and find a connection with it to something that you have personally experienced.
Jeff, how do you ever consider your audience, or what do you know about them? I think a lot of electronic musicians, or space musicians at least, spend a lot of time in the studio, and maybe they don't know much about their audience. I'm just checking with you about your thoughts on that subject.
Well, I think that my audience, lack of a better word, is also the same audience that belongs to a whole bunch of other musicians in this genre. So I don't specifically see an audience that I can call my audience, with the possible exception of my wife and daughters. They're pretty much a captive audience. They can't go anywhere. But the rest of the audience, it's really hard to pinpoint a real concrete and all encompassing definition of them, because it's I've noticed a real diversity as far as listeners go. There are some who will let me know that the more structured aspect of what I do is not the most appealing of my aspects as far as music goes, that they're much more into the drifty side of things, and vice versa. I'll have some people tell me that they really prefer the structured things. But as far as a commonality, I've noticed that a lot of people have commented to me that they really they like the fact that I'm getting some pretty non-standard space music sounds from a non-standard space music instrument, and I appreciate that. I think with any audience, you're going to have a very wide range of people within that audience. But another thing that I've found all in common, especially with something like playing the Gathering series out in Philadelphia, is that they're very supportive. And that sounds like a very generic thing to be saying, but it's really true, because the last two gatherings that I've played at, I felt that when I go up on stage for the first time to play, I'm really nervous. I'm thinking about other things, but I also feel a general sense of support, and really like the audience is really there with me. They want me to do a good job. They're supportive. They're encouraging, and that really means the world to me, because in this day and age, cynicism is just prevalent, and in some cases it's probably warranted. But I really feel a sense of support from what I get from the audience, and that's why I don't even like to use the word audience, because it kind of implies maybe a different kind of relationship between the music maker and the music listener than maybe there should be, because most of the time, 99.99% of the the rest of my time, I'm part of the audience too. I'm a listener, and I'm part of that very audience that I end up playing for. So I just tend to think of my audience as fellow listeners and as not, quote unquote, my audience.
Well, that leads in nicely to an announcement I wanted to make about your upcoming concert in Philadelphia, which is happening in just under a week. Jeff Pierce, along with Mike Griffin and Dave Fulton, will be playing live as part of the Gathering's concert series that's happening on Saturday night, October 19th at 8 p.m. at St. Mary's Church, which is at 3916 Locust Walk on the Penn campus here in West Philadelphia. And for details about that concert, our audience can access the website at www.thegatherings.org. Or you can call area code 610-734-1009 for details. And following the concert, Jeff Pierce and Dave Fulton and Mike Griffin will be playing live here on the air on Star's End. So briefly, Jeff, why don't we talk about what your concert will be like? Because I think you've played here twice in the past, and I think maybe there might be another dimension to your concert this time. Can you speak about what your Gathering concert will be like on October 19th?
Well, the idea is to try to, in the space of one concert, try to encompass a lot of the different styles as far as what I do. The concert on the 19th will also be the CD release party, for lack of a better phrase, for Bleed, as well as for Imprint, the CD from Mike Griffin and Dave Fulton. So I'll be playing quite a few selections from Bleed, which means that there will definitely be a structured melodic aspect to the show, but there's also going to be a very, very large drift section of what I'm doing, and that's going to encompass a large part of the show. So there's going to be a pretty good balance between the more structured melodic playing and the more improvised flowing drift type pieces.
I read that you're playing a Chapman stick now. Is that true, or am I?
I'm going to be playing that for a cut. I've been studying this for a little while, and it's really a wonderful instrument, and it can fit very easily into either the drift, flowing ambient side of things, but also into the more melodic side. But the main thrust of the show will be on the on my electric guitar. But I will I'll incorporate some Chapman stick work in the mix somewhere.
Well, we look forward to that, Jeff Pierce. Thank you for calling in this evening, and thank you for all this music you've provided to us in the community and to the radio show. We appreciate it so much, and we look forward to your concert. Once again, that's Jeff Pierce playing along with Mike Griffin and Dave Fulton on Saturday, October 19th at 8 p.m. at St. Mary's Church. That's right here on the Penn campus in West Philadelphia near the corner of 40th and Locust. And for details, access www.thegatherings.org. This is not only a concert, it's an event which will mark the release of two new CDs, Bleed by Jeff Pierce and Imprint by Mike Griffin and Dave Fulton.